What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Kind of Funny podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Greg Miller, alongside the producer slash seducer, Nick Scarpino.
It's one of those things where when Tim looks this good and I'm next to him, I start thinking to myself, what can I do, Andy? What can I do better?
How can I better myself?
Yeah.
His camera looks better than it ever has before.
I don't know what's happening. He's got a little like backlight on him. Like there's like a halo light behind him.
It's a tandem thing, Kevin. It's a tandem thing. You can't just say the camera's the reason for him looking good. They work in tandem together, right? It's like chicken or egg. Is it because he looks so good or is the camera good? It's both of them.
I feel like I can see the individual hairs on his head right now. Like it's something.
His hair has been looking great lately.
Did you check his hair looking great?
He saw it on a cookie.
See, he did something yesterday and then he wore a long sleeve tee yesterday too. And even I was like, this is outrageous and he needs to stop.
I'll give you guys the tea on the details here on how this is all happening. First off, appreciate the compliments. I will take them because I've had a rough go in the comments the last couple weeks as things were getting machine crazy, okay? But got my hair cut for the first time in a month, which is probably the longest I've went since the pandemic started, and I'm very happy with it. Cut the beard, pretty happy with it. Still got the white, but hey, I think that's just life now. But what I did do is I did change up my hue light effects for every show. So I have a new reset. So thank you for noticing the backlight, boys, because there is one. And it's coming from above.
It's making
things look great. So thank you for that.
Kevin wanted me when he was over here the other day. Kevin said I need to get a light and put it there that would then just shoot against me and light me from behind. It seemed like I couldn't tell if he was joking or serious.
No, I was serious, man. I was like, get Nick's light that he can't get to work.
I can give you my light, yeah. My light has failed to. It does not like my Wi-Fi network, and I just like my Wi-Fi network more than my light, so I'm keeping the Wi-Fi network.
Is it a Govee light? Me and Kevin only like Govee lights.
Stop including me in this.
No, it's a key light. It's an Elgato. It's something happened.
I'm aware. We all have Elgato key lights. It was more of a joke at Kevin's expense because of Govee.
Because Govee or
Govee or go home. Kevin's going Govee. Andy, where's the art? I need the art of Kevin with the I'm going Govee vibe. All right?
No.
I'm Gonzo for Govee.
I'll work on it right now.
Yeah, we get that and then we sell that to sell it to Govee. By me, sell it. I mean, we give it to them and say, here you go. Use it for all your banner ads.
Please don't.
They need everything they can get.
Brand loyalty is such a big part of who I am. Please don't do that.
That's why we know you're loyal to Govee. Kevin, speaking of looking great and Tim, I've sent you some of the assets. If you could prep that and pull it up, it'd mean a lot to me. But for now, I'll say he's Forbes, 30 under 30, a.k.a. the second best baby blues in San Francisco, a.k.a. the verified one at Tim Geddes.
It's a pleasure to be here with all of you. Your mom in particular. Hello, Jamie. How are you doing? Your grandmother.
Yes, I am.
Excuse me, Tim. I introduce people to the show.
I wanted to say hi. I wanted to officially have
It's even weirder now because, you know, the way it goes, of course, is that we introduce all the cast and then we get to the guest. It's usually that means the guest doesn't know if they should talk. And also, Nick and I will ramble during the intro for 5 additional minutes. So nobody actually gets there. And so it's even weirder to have the guest in the house just being quiet. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Not acknowledged.
Yeah.
Unknown of what she should do in the situation.
Yeah, not so much for us, for her, it feels weird. But
totally.
I was like, how long are we going to go before you let your mom speak? Is that going
to we could just do the whole – it would have been funny if we did the whole show. You know what I mean? That's like a high-end joke.
Jamie's too nice. She would have sat there the entire time, too, and been polite.
Oh, man, she just did a GTA stream, and I don't think she was ready for what that was going to turn into. There was a lot, I did appreciate, like, 30 minutes in, she just leaned in and squinted at the chat. She's like, well, I'm going to answer this question because we were just ignoring the chat or talking about whatever nonsense we were. Just like, I'll say what I want to say about what's happening here. Of course. Our rounding out our quartet before we get to our fifth member, of course, it's my mom, Jamie Kennedy. Hello, mom.
Hello.
How are you?
Great. You?
Good. Thanks for coming in all the way from Chicago.
My pleasure.
You flew in and boy, your arm's tired. Oh, Nick's already gone. You know what I mean? That's all. he knew where the joke
he
was going.
No intro, okay?
Yeah, exactly. I'm not doing a part of this. And of course, he's the Hispanic heartthrob, Texas treat, Latino heat, clicking heads and ripping him to shreds. The globe trotting, head shrotting. Nitro Rifle from twitch.tv, Andy Cortez.
Working on this fan out right now. I don't have my tablet, unfortunately. It's like unplugged right now, so I'm just using a mouse.
I beg you not to do this, Andy. I beg you not to use this.
I really want to point out, I love that Andy called it fan art, because that implies that Andy is a fan of Kevin.
I'm a fan of Kevin.
Kevin and Govee being connected.
Big fan of Kevin, I am. He knows that.
Begging him.
Kevin, can you throw up the thing I sent you? Because what happened here is that, you know, Tim's looking more and more like his WWE 2K22 character. Of course, this is from Olive Party, Kind of Funny Best Friend, who's making all of Kind of Funny inside of WWE 2K22. You can get it on your PlayStation 5 right now, including the championship, Johnny Ace, shirtless Spider-Man. But his Tim is a work of art.
I can't believe it. I mean, so he recreated my Sonic 25th anniversary bomber jacket, like down to the emblem on the side of it. And then my custom made cape that my friend made for me with like their own hands has now digitally been recreated. I can't believe it, man.
The thing about it too is I don't know if you've downloaded it. I won't spoil it, but of course you have all four Alt attires. So there's more for you to see when you download it.
I have not seen that. No. My God. That's so cool. Olive Party. Shout out.
As always, shout out to, of course, there's Johnny Ace, very good. Still hasn't made a Nick Scarpino. Good Johnny Ace.
No need to. When you got the Ace Man, you really don't need to make anyone else. You could have him wrestle himself and everyone would watch that. Should be incredible.
God, why is this happening?
The Milk Mommy here. You know what? I'll just boot it up. I can give you a live tour here. The things Olive Party's got going on there.
Thank you. Yeah, please give us a live tour.
Because he's done a lot. He's doing a lot of amazing things over there. Kevin, you should be receiving me, even though it's not showing.
Wait. Yet. I'm sorry. On what?
Are you ready? I'm just sending it to you like how we normally send things.
Give me one second. Let me start.
I mean, this is not like you have to get it up right now. Don't worry. I'm just saying that I'm sending it to you.
Don't close OBS. It'll crash.
Audio listeners, just understand what's happening right now.
Just understand.
Understand what you're going to get from us. You're going to get a lot of fun stuff here. Everybody's going to have a lot of fun.
No. Like, I'm not against it. I just want them to kind of keep track of history.
Andy, did you just say you're against audio listeners?
No, I just want them to take note. Keep track.
Yeah, take note that Andy Cortez would like all of you Kind of Funny Best Friends to slave on fan art and never have it shown. So only his Go V, Go Home, Go Vote is going to be the one people care about. You know what I mean? That's all.
It's looking good so far. Let me just say that.
Are you happy with it?
Yeah, it's looking really good so far.
Hold on. Give me a second.
I'm waiting. I'm in no rush. Take your time. All right, cool. So here, this again, PlayStation 5, Olive Party. You can go and you can see everything that Olive Party's gone through and done. You see the Tim up there. And then, he's got a great Milk Mommy, as you can see.
You squint, it looks a little like Sean Boylan with the Tim Gettys.
I mean, that's true.
Get into just generic white guys looking like generic white guys. If Tim put on the black rim glasses right now and took off the bomber coat, he's Greg Miller. It's easy. We've seen it before. We know how it works.
So cool. I don't know why. Tim could be a secret agent and sneak into places as long as you or Sean Bullen were on the list.
I think the important thing about that, Greg, about you making that observation about how Tim dresses you for Halloween is that, like, you say that and I go, oh, I don't know about that. And then you see it being done. You're like, oh, yeah, you were right. You know, like. Yeah. I'm not sure if you just told me that I would have believed it, but then seeing it in person, I was like, oh, wow, okay. Yeah, Greg was onto something there.
Well, that was old Greg, though. That was beardless Greg. So it was a little easier for me because I had to, I just shaved the beard and then I parted my hair the other way, wore the glasses, wore the wing shirt, everyone. And all of a sudden, everyone thought I was Greg.
Crazy. You get scared, baby Miller?
How do you think
you confuse him for sure?
How do you think you could do it now, though? So if you grew the beard out more and then wouldn't shut up about that Avengers game, do you think you would just confuse everyone around you?
That's a good one, Nick. That's a good one. Why is
the Milk Mommy sweating?
Look at Nick and the Beanie, dude.
Oh, I look incredible. Right. I don't wear scarves that much, but I'll take the look. The general feeling of it is there. So that's
This isn't you. This is Johnny Ace.
Oh, Ace Man's on the left, bro. I think I'm on the right.
No, these are two. These are
all costumes for the Ace.
On the left is Johnny Ace in the red shirt, which is in ring attire. The other one is his entrance attire. Then you have the black polo, and then the black polo with the beanie is your entrance attire.
I gotta be honest with you. Like, with how small this is on the screen, that face looks exactly like Nick. Like, this looks like. They professionally scan these things in, right?
Well, Olive Party's working with what he got, which means that he went online and just grabbed, face photos of us and then put them in the game.
Try to face scan, you know.
What modern holy shit. Day. That looks like David Schwimmer. I'm not going to lie.
I look like Joey Fatone, kind of.
You do look a little like Joey Fatone,
Hey, if you want, you give him the full-blown, go in there, get your face scanned all the way. You'll be fine. You'd be ready to go. Tim turned over the high-res photos of the Kind of Funny belt. I was able to turn that over to him. Hold on. There you go.
Oh, is it missing all those things that the belt's missing?
No, this is actually a belt as if it didn't fall apart because we had a rush order that one time like we did.
Yeah, my favorite thing about that belt was we were always constantly double stick taping things back onto it.
They specifically were like, guys, you guys need it so quick that we're not going to be able to do it right. please don't bring up the fact that things are falling apart on it.
Nah, this is the first time I've heard of that.
Yeah. I didn't know that. Or you were told it, Nick. And you just didn't hear.
Yeah, you were listening. Funny. I just make fun of them.
Yeah.
Like, hold on. Jeff, can we go back to your alt? Or excuse me, the Milk Mommy's alt?
That's MM. That's M&M.
Oh, man.
So, again, if you're new to WWE, imagine these are, you actually have, you know, two different versions of the character here. So, on the left is Milk Mommy. The gray tank top would be him in ring. Then, of course, he's in a Milkman outfit when he enters the ring. When he comes to the ring.
I love it. That's his WrestleMania outfit, you know, when he has to do something special.
Exactly. And then next to him would be, you know, Milk Mommy looks a lot like Kevin Coelho. So, you have the Kevin Coelho one there. He wrestles in the kind of funny t-shirt, like the cargo shorts.
Buff he is. He scares me.
No, you could be that buff, Kevin, if you wanted to.
No, it's scary. You probably are
that buff. You just never take your shirt off.
And then we have the OG morning show.
That's his entrance attire. Right? Kevin comes out in a full suit and takes it off to wrestle in his kind of funny t-shirt.
That's incredible.
Yeah. And wait, Kevin, can you bring up me again?
Greg is in control.
I'm on it.
We're
just streaming on PlayStation 5. Yeah.
Because, I absolutely love my normal look. That is so me. Even, like, the shoes. I love the attempt at getting the Jordans down. That's fantastic. But moving on to the Cobra Kai.
Holy shit.
Like, that's incredible. And the final one where he mixes Cobra Kai and my obnoxiousness is, like, everything I could ever want.
That's
ever
the ultimate all-costume. Just a dude
in the game. That
party. Jacket looks painted on.
That looks so amazing. Did you ever think you'd get to a point where young Greg Miller, like, imagine young Greg Miller obsessed with video games. Could you even in your wildest dreams imagine that one day fans of Greg Miller, first off, he'd have fans, and that fans of Greg Miller would be recreating him in video games? That's like that's got to be the craziest concept of all time.
Yeah, no, I would have never thought this was going to happen. I thought he was going to just go work for a magazine and do video reviews in print. That's all. That was the plan.
Yeah, that was the plan.
That
right?
Was what he came and told me. What was it? Sixth grade, fourth grade,
fourth grade,
fourth grade. And we said we'd, you know, help him make it happen. And to see it blossom into this, I don't think either one of us thought.
No one involved with it in any way, shape, or form thought it was going to happen. I can guarantee you that. Yeah, of course. Like, that's what I was talking about, how quickly the industry changed, right? That this is what it became, and this is how it all pivoted off to actually go be. I'm going through and putting everybody in right now so that we can, I can intro the show while they enter, and you can all see that, have that going there, have some fun there.
Great, great. Oh, I love this.
God. Oh, my God.
I hate this. Hold on.
I love everything about this.
Milk Mommy. All the party. Why is Greg Miller a 99 skill?
Oh, for the record. Okay. You know, that's a great question, Andy, and I appreciate you bringing it up.
This is bullshit.
No, everybody calm down. All right. You're getting a mixture of both Olive Party creations and then what me and the team did the other day. So when me, Snow Mike, Mike, and Blessing were going to go fight each other in WWE, there was a conversation of, for me, because I'm a stickler for it, are we doing what we think our real stats would be, or are you guys going to clown it out and crank it up to 99? And I got to make sure we do that. And they were both like, we're going to clown it out and crank it up to 99. So my character has not been brought back down. That is, I would never in a million years go through and say, you know what a Greg Miller should be? He should be 99. No, nobody would say that. I don't want that to be on my permanent record. I'm very much, I don't put moves into my character, Andy, that I could not pull off in real life.
Really? Okay.
Really? Okay.
That's very true to the game.
That's a bold.
Oh my God.
Why is shirtless Spider-Man just
massive.
Bulbous.
Gotta be
massive. How else would shirtless Spider-Man look? You know what I mean? I've only seen the man when I take his photos, but he's bulbous.
I mean, I've seen shirtless Spider-Man in person. He's not that bulbous. That is an aggressive amount of bulb.
Yeah, he looks great.
As you know, one of the critiques I would give you and this is, of course, not a Gamescast, but one of the critiques I would give for WWE 2K22, Nick, is that while you can change cheekbones and noses and the smallest detail of faces, body shape, you're kind of locked in. So to get a more bulbous body, you kind of have to trend over to be like, you know what, he's going to be gigantic.
Well, it's probably smart to err on the side of bigger for sure.
Well, you know, you want it to, at a glance, to look like it's supposed to look. Yeah. And I feel
Let's put it this way. Time usually isn't forgiving to our bodies as it goes on. So maybe we just give it a few years and that's exactly what shirtless Spider-Man will look like. I do want to give a shout out to this Milk Mommy because they nailed the fact that no matter where you are, it's never looking at you.
It's fair. It's fair enough, Nick.
It's that's the actual like face data being put into the game, which is really cool.
That's so fun.
Wow. These people enter so you can see their characters in motion. I'll remind you, ladies and gentlemen, that this is the Kind of Funny podcast. Each and every week, four, sometimes five, best friends gather on this table, each coming to bullshit with each other about whatever it is they want to bullshit about. If you want to bullshit with us, of course, you can go to patreon.com/kindoffunny. Over on patreon.com/kindoffunny, you can write it with your questions, comments, and concerns. You can get the show ad-free. You can get the show with the exclusive post show we do each and every week. You can be a Patreon producer and have a great time. However, if you have no bucks to toss our way and support us, it's no big deal. You can get each and every episode of the Kind of Funny podcast on youtube.com/kindoffunny, roosterteeth.com, and podcast services around the globe each and every week. Of course, you get ads. Of course, you don't get the post show. You can't write in. You can't be a producer, but you have a lot of fun and support us that way too. Like, subscribe, share, all that business. And remember, if you're playing video games, use the creator code KINDOFFUNNY on the Epic Games Store. And of course, even if you're not playing on a PC, you can use it in games like Fortnite, Fall Guys, and Rocket League. Kind of funny. Wherever the Epic Games Store thing can be entered in, you do it there. Housekeeping for you. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a brand new show up, an episode of a show, I guess, called MCU in Preview. It's the Marvel 2022 predictions with new rock stars, Eric Voss, and the one, the only, Tim Geddes. Tim, what was this all about?
Oh, it's fantastic, man. It was me and Eric Voss, one of my favorite content creators of all time, spending an hour and a half going through 2022 in Marvel Studios.
This Milk Mommy.
Milk Mommy walking out there like he doesn't know where he is. Like, what's happening right now?
Wait, Milk Mommy strutted out here just so, like, deviously.
Kevin, you look great with those shoulders, man. We got to get you back in the gym.
We got to get you this call.
Milk Mommy drawn at the audience. He's not about to have it. That, of course, is available at youtube.com/kindoffunny. Of course, wherever you get your MCU in review podcast, it's ready to go and talk about what's happening. Did you have fun doing it, Tim? Did you get some good stuff?
Well, it was such a blast. I highly recommend people check it out. And if you like that, I kind of want to turn it into a new thing where I might do deep dives with different people of like their predictions of what they think is going to happen in the MCU, because it's so fun theorizing all that stuff.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Of course. Thank you to our Patreon producers, Delaney Twinning, Gordon McGuire, James Davis, a.k.a. at James Davis Makes, Bionicle and Review 2022, Fargo Brady, and Pranksky. Today we're brought to you by MeUndies and DoorDash. We'll talk about that later. For now, let's get into the show. Yeah, the Milk Mommy is intimidating. I hadn't seen that entrance yet.
Varies, like, just out there.
In this game, Greg, can you add custom theme songs?
Or no, you can't upload music to it, sadly.
Okay.
That the downside, like, you know, I'm ready to talk and, you know, do more on WWE 2K22 whenever you want to. Downsides are, of course, yeah, you can't do the songs, and you also can't upload custom Titantrons, like, from outside of it. Like, Matt Batson hit me up, and he's like, hey, I have your, you know, wrestling entrance. Do you want that? And I was like, I'd love it, but you can't. You can create stuff inside the game, but even then, it's like taking the JPEGs you've already uploaded and put them through and putting effects on them, which is cool. But it's not like you can make your own video for it. I don't know what the problem is there. I would hope the creation suite would evolve as they go and you'd get more of it because, yeah.
I don't know what's creepier, the Milk Mommy changing into cargo shorts with that sweat or the fact that you can see Tim's ankles for some reason.
Those joggers.
Look at the best ankles in the biz.
Yeah, they are, but look at they're so white.
They are. They really are. Ankles, bro.
Yeah, you know, it's funny too, like, to watch this stuff and see it, it reminds, you know, with you here too, Mom, of, like, you know, growing up and playing every wrestling game known to man and creating every character in it, and the fact that now it's gotten to this point where I remember back on WrestleMania 2000 and, you know, No Mercy, whatever, on the N64 playing them, you could create a character that looked good enough that you would look at and go, oh, it's you, oh, it's Poe, oh, it's whoever. Yeah. And now it's to the point that, yeah, you can look at all these things and nitpick the ankles. Yes. And be like, oh, yeah, you know what? That's what really breaks the immersion for me. Or the fact that shirtless Spider-Man's body is too bulbous.
That's hilarious. Oh, this is great. Bulbous. I need that jacket.
Yo, honestly, this is kind of incredible. Like, watching it, it's like, it kind of feels like, oh man, like this is us coming out. Like, that's fun.
Yes, some amazing work from Olive Party, of course. Continue Olive Party if you're watching to keep creating the rest of the Kinda Funny crew. We want to see everybody who gets made there. I want to make sure we eventually get KFW off the ground when I have to go to head to head with the Achievement Hunter Wrestling and figure out, you know, how to even compete with what Aaron's built over there, because it's amazing and she should be so proud. But I'm stoked for it so far. However, even while these entrances continue, Eric Myers writes into patreon.com/kindoffunny and says, one of the things Greg Miller is known for is laughing at his own jokes and making himself laugh unlike any other person. Jamie, was this something Greg did as a kid? Did he make jokes about Superman and Ghostbusters and wheeze laugh to himself?
He made jokes, yes. I don't remember the wheeze laughing.
Yeah.
He laughed, but not to the extent that he does now.
It's a later development in life, it seems.
Yeah.
I don't know when that one came. I don't know when I started losing myself to myself.
Probably around the 33 where you had to stay up for like 5 days straight. Your brain just like broke for a hot second. You're like, it's never going to go back.
Never came back to it. And I can see that. That would make sense. Yeah. Yeah, no, I don't remember ever having the wheeze laugh as a kid. I remember once laughing so hard on the floor that I farted in front of Aunt Ellen Nicole Scott. And I was pretty embarrassed by that. I remember that. Do you remember this at all? No. It was on the old house, the original house. Uh-huh. They had a cell phone and it was like a new thing or whatever. Yeah. So they called the house phone and were in the same room. This is how stupid I was. I was young too, I guess. But it was that them being in the same room and be on the phone, and that's the first time that's ever happened, for a time period. Yeah. And it was the fact that then there was a delay. I thought that was the funniest fucking thing in the world. And I fell down, I laughed so hard I farted. And I remember being very embarrassed. I don't want to fart in front of Aunt Uncle Scott. You know what I mean?
Is that something you've carried with you for a long time? Like yourself in that moment?
Oh, no. I mean, I think about it clearly. This isn't like a memory I've just dusted off. I've thought about it for sure.
Do we need to call cousin Tammy or Tina or whichever one you swear different Lori people that are something. The same human
right.
being?
Yeah.
The babysitter, right?
Yeah,
Julie and Jody. Cousins Julie and Jody that you don't believe in.
I don't believe it.
They sound exactly the same.
It's funny, though. I don't think... Family,
so. Yeah, exactly.
We're really not a farting group, are we?
Oh, well,
I mean, we all farted.
What the hell are you trying to say right now, Nick Scarpino?
I'm just saying, obviously we all have... Yeah, that's what I'm saying, Kev. Right? Yeah. I've never been in the office with you guys where one of you guys does the old school like Big Brother thing where you walk by and just fart on someone's head. It's never happened.
Your ass kicked.
In some degree, it's a place of business. Kevin, can I cut the feed now, or do you want to?
Yeah, sure.
I don't want to crash your whole thing.
You don't want to watch Johnny Ace just beat the shit out of all four of those guys.
I did have a great idea the other night that I was like, you know what I'm going to do? I hit a blessing and Mike, and I was like, send me your creative characters. Because what I'm going to do is just go live on Twitch, no commentary, no nothing, and just have an AI match for the Kinda Funny World title.
Blessing said,
I won't be home till 10 o'clock. And I said, no problem, sweat it, send it to me then. And I fell asleep at 9:30, and that never happened.
Did he send it to you?
Still could do it tomorrow.
He did. Oh, yeah, I got it. Well, they're all uploaded, too. They uploaded their own. I've uploaded my own. You use the Kinda Funny hashtag on WWE 2K22. You can find all sorts of Kinda Funny stuff. Make your own characters. Do your own thing.
It's funny you all mentioned the fart thing.
Sure. You got a fart right now? Go for it. Fart the microphone.
Because I have a story from yesterday that I do kind of want to, spill my heart out here in front of you all. So I'm in a very vulnerable spot right now. If you can. Yeah. Thank you. No, we'll respond. Great. So yesterday, I went to the corner store. This was before Gamescast, and I actually texted Tim, and he was like, oh, I'm not running on Gamescast. I was like, oh, okay, it's all good. I love Barrett now. But I went to the corner store, and I have my Bluetooth headphones in, and ladies, they're working, and I go to the counter, and I see her in the distance, and there's another man in the store shopping. It's a little small, little convenience store. And I hear... She's not at the counter, and I hear rustling in the back of the store. And I don't bother turning around. I'm kind of like, I hear the rustling, but it's loud enough to where I know it's far away. But I also have my Bluetooth headphones in, so it's kind of muffling my immediate surrounding sounds, Sure. So I go, okay, she's far away.
Oh, no.
Guy's shopping back there.
Oh no.
Let it go.
Let me just rip one right here, right? Because I need to just rip one
inside.
It shouldn't be bad.
We're not farting, guys.
No, but you know, it just should, it shouldn't be a serious thing, right? And so she comes back up to, you know, I rip one, right? And she comes back up to take my sail, and I turn around, and the rustling noise that I heard was not the man shopping. The man shopping was right behind me. Like, standing in line less than a foot away from me. So I essentially farted on his crotch without knowing it. And the dude, the rustling that I heard in the back of the store was another employee that I didn't even know was there. And so it just like, it was so embarrassing because I take the thing and like, it had just happened because the lady had to go get something. So like she immediately, it all happened so fast, Greg, but eventually like I.
How loud was this fart?
It was loud enough that like if you were within a 1 to 2 foot vicinity, you would have heard it. Or maybe if it's happening on you, you would be more aware of it.
That man was so close, he felt the fart.
So that was the unfortunate thing is, like, I thought this dude was in the back. I was like, there's no way he'll hear it. There's no way she'll hear it. Let me just kind of rip one. It may not even be audible. Who knows? It definitely was audible. And then I get my bag and I turn around and he was standing there the whole time. And I was like, oh my God.
Did he acknowledge this?
Yeah. No, because, like, my headphones were just kind of, like, muting everything around me, like everything. So
you
was
don't
muffled.
Even know how loud that thing was.
It's a bold move, Andy.
It was just like, it was shocking to me, and I felt so bad afterwards. And I know that he heard it. There's no way this dude didn't hear it.
If he didn't hear it, he probably smelled it. You should have just turned to him and be like, I farted.
So like, it's funny that we sort of naturally land upon the topic of farts.
Farts are natural.
I agree, Nick. We're not a farting family.
We're not a farting family.
But every once in a while, you find yourself treading down these dark paths, and it was unfortunate that happened to me yesterday. So I'm glad you all were here to kind of ease me through this emotional.
Was there a thought in your head of apologizing to him, saying something to him?
No, because it was too late. Okay, I get the product. I get the product. I turn to my right and I see that he was there the whole time. Mm-hmm. Sure. And then I immediately look and go, who was the rustling over there? That's an employee. Oh, right. You were there the whole time. You weren't rustling back there, like moving product, looking for something. And it was just all in the blink of an eye, Greg, to where I get the product and I look and I make the immediate registrations in my head. Oh, shit, you were there. Oh, that's another employee. Oh, shit. And I just kind of like walked out and I knew like there's zero chance this dude was not affected by it.
Yeah.
Like this dude was affected. He's telling this story to somebody else on his podcast.
Yeah. That's what I was going to ask.
Like, this guy farted right on my wiener. You know,
Now, the chat has brought up many a time, and I do agree with him, that if he's that close, it's a defensive move by you, and it's understandable.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That if it, because like it is not only COVID time, just even before COVID time, you don't want people packed on top of each other in a line. There should be space there. He should be messing with Reese's Pieces or whatever instead of like being on top of you.
You have to keep in mind though that this store that we're in is smaller than a T-Mobile, GameStop boutique store. Like this is a very small corner store.
Gotcha.
This isn't some larger like 7-Eleven or anything like that. So it's like, it wasn't him having to do that. It's just the product of the environment. We're all so squeezed in already.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
It's a type of aisle, Greg, where like if somebody's shopping for something, you wait until they walk out to a different aisle so you could go into that aisle. Like it's that small. It's that cramped in there. Yeah.
I just saw your mom shift her weight in the perfect mom way of being like, why am I still a part of this conversation?
I'm so sorry.
I knew she was settling in for it. All right. She can go upstairs and help Jen cook anytime she wants. All right.
Bye.
So anyway, I just wanted to kind of like bare my soul right there.
No, Nick's got a question. Nick, what's your question?
Oh, I was gonna shift topics, but
Andy farted. It's okay. We understand.
Yeah. We've all been there, Andy. That's you know what it always is, Andy. Just to lament on this one more second.
No, you were out. Nick was out next, but going back in.
It's always the thing where, because I walk a lot in the city, of course. You know, I'm the original urban hiker, as Tim calls me, and. Mm-hmm. Always the rule is whenever you're going to let one and you don't look, there's always someone right behind you. You're walking on the street, you got to do the look. You got to do the over the shoulder, and it's got to be subtle because there's a look. You've seen people walking on the street. They do the obvious look. You're like, that dude's about to fart.
He's
and
about
then
to
he
fart.
Just lifts it and he farts, right? It's like that scene from I Love You, Man. So you got to be careful, man. No, and not in these enclosed spaces. I know
for next time. Yeah, yeah. I definitely know for next time. I'm going to be a lot more cautious next time. And
I appreciate
it. You know, maybe it's like the, you know, you don't want to see runners and stuff in the middle of the street, not aware of their surroundings with Bluetooth headphones like me.
Exactly.
You want them to be aware. You want them to be aware that maybe a car's running a red light or maybe something bad is happening. But like in my situation, it couldn't have worked worse against me where I didn't hear, like, if I didn't have the headphones on, I would have heard him and his, like, little, I don't know, maybe he had a bag of chips rustling or something right. like that, you know? I would have had that sort of peace of mind or that awareness, but so, yeah, it's just very embarrassing.
I like to think there's a Curb Your Enthusiasm episode about this where you fart and then you turn around and someone goes, are you Andy Cortez from kind of, what is, it just gets escalates from there. The question I was going to ask Greg was actually to your mom. What do we call you now? What does the Miller family refer to you as now that you are a grandmother?
Grandma J.
I love it.
Is J a new thing or is that something that you?
It's the first initial before. Of my name.
Well, yeah, but like, have you went by Jay before, or is this now no. like Grandma Jay? It's a whole new
Grandma
thing.
Jamie. No. That's a mouthful. You know that's what I mean? We're making moves in the Miller household. We that's can't gonna, be sitting here saying the full name all the time.
Yeah, that's gonna Grandma Jay because you have to understand Tim. Mm-hmm. When you're a kid, it's hard. Like I used to call my Aunt Angela Lala because I couldn't say Angela. It was just too many things. Sure. So Grandma Jay, I think, is gonna roll off the tongue very nice. That's gonna
be. And even if he just comes out with Jay, I'll be happy. You know.
Perfect.
I don't know who he's talking about.
He's kind of just pointing anyway. Like this
That's
one.
True. Yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of have the feeling that like usually the grandma's nickname is whatever the oldest grandchild like exactly. goes starts going by. So
mm-hmm. oh, sure.
I think we've got a little bit till we know what the actual nickname is going to be.
It was always well for me because my mom was Anne Marie and one of my grandmas was Mary, and then her middle name was Anne. Mm-hmm. And then my other grandma was named Mary Ann.
That's so Italian.
Oh, and I was just like, all of this is just, I don't like it, and I'm confused. And so I just didn't refer to them ever as anything. It's like, you're my mom, and you guys, what's up?
Oh, that was my grandma. My grandmother's name was Mary, but she had other friends who just called her Marie. And I was like, is there something I don't know? Like, am I going to like... Is my grandmother conning these people? They think she's Marie, and I'm going to say Mary, and they're going to be like, wait a minute, you've been lying to us the whole time, and then the whole Scarpino Empire just crumbles.
Wow. Scarpino Empire.
Your very eyes.
Exactly. When you're a kid, you don't understand that people like grew up together in different circumstances. Like, and my grandmother was, you know, she was, when I was young, she was got to be in her 70s. So I was like, you must have known these people for a while. But I was back in Riverside where everyone grew up like, you just were born and died in the same house in Riverside. So everyone, sure. you knew everyone in the neighborhood. That's what
I would have never guessed that. Riverside to me sounds like royalty. It sounds like the place where celebrities live.
Oh, no.
Oh no. Andy, you still got HBO Max, right?
Yeah.
There's a documentary on there called Our Town or Our Towns. And you go there and it starts all about Riverside and how it's just social decay. And how it's just, I sent it to Nick as soon as I was watching. I'm like, they're talking about your city here and it's not good.
Why would they make a documentary on a random town? That's
well, so it's because it's like that's our towns in America. Like they talk to a whole bunch of other little towns.
Oh, gotcha. America,
I totally forgot about that, Greg. I got to watch that.
Yeah, I know. Somebody, I tell you cool things all the time. You don't listen.
Most of the time I listen, but you just got your life is in hyperspeed right now. It's hard to keep up with you.
That's true. It is so fast. It's Benjamin. And also, video game.
To be fair, one out of every usually three out of every five messages is you and or me making fun of someone else on the podcast while we're on the podcast.
That's Slack. We keep that to Slack.
Yeah.
I think our texts are pretty good about just making fun of Kevin.
That's fair. That's true. That's true.
any surprises with being a grandma?
Kevin yells from three blocks away.
Kevin's in the middle of draining his oil and making bacon. So.
I don't think so. I mean, it's not like I'm here, you know, full time.
Yeah.
So when I come in, it's pretty easy. They go easy on me about being a grandma and what I do and how much I deal with Ben.
She does all the grandma stuff, though. She does laundry and she cleans the bottles. She's on top of, you know, doing some dishes for us, helping us out there, and then bouncing them around and baby talking them.
The great thing is, though, you're at a place, maybe not now because Ben is very young, but when Ben gets a little older, you get to just come in and spoil him and then leave. And
definitely.
That's, yeah, yeah,
that's the nice part about being out. You know, a faraway grandma.
Perfect. I mean, even my grandmother, I grew up with both my grandmothers in Riverside, and I used to love going over to their house because it was just, they had the candy cupboard, right? You'd always go there. And then you quickly learned you had to check the Best Buy date for the chocolate, right? Because you'd open up, we used to open up the Hershey bars. You'd just give us full Hershey bars. Like, have as many of those as you want. You'd open it up, it would just be white. And yeah, I think this is supposed to be chocolate color. Yeah. But
you can eat that still. You can.
That's my question for you, Jamie, is what are you going to be the holder of? Like, when Ben is old enough to go to grandma's house, like, what is the thing that you're like, I got this on lock? Because, like, Nick's talking about the candy drawer, all that stuff. For me, it was definitely back in the 90s, it was the VHS collection. Like, my grandma's collection was insane. I'm like, I can't wait to go to her house because, like, it was a three-hour drive, and my dad would always tell me, he's like, hey, man, we're going to be there in, like, six Rugrats episodes time. But then once you're there, you're going to be able to choose any movie in existence to watch. And that's cool. Like, this is the coolest thing ever. What is going to be your thing where Ben, come to me for this?
I haven't thought about what at home. This is all new to me because I never had grandparents.
Interesting.
Yeah, all my grandparents were dead when I was born.
She killed them.
Just the thought of becoming killed them. That's a limitation. Got wiped out. Interesting to say that. Well, that's what I'm thinking, the animals.
Yeah, it's going
to
be horses.
And, you know, well, more than horses, because at my barn we have a petting zoo, so we have parakeets and horses and cows and donkeys. And, like, right now the baby goats are all being born and the baby lambs. And, you know, that's probably what it's going to be, but my house for sure, anything he wants, basically. I mean, when I grew up, my parents had a refrigerator on our porch that was nothing but pop. It was completely pop. My dad would bring home.
OD'd on that.
And my dad had a 3-tier candy dish that was always filled with candy. My sister and I could have cared less about either one of those two, but every time my cousins came over, it was like locusts. Everything was gone.
Now,
to this day, I don't drink pop.
The big question is, and I think this is a must, unfortunately. So we're going to, if she doesn't have it, we're going to have to cough up some funds. Do you have the room that no one's allowed to go in that's covered in plastic?
No. My house isn't big enough. Every room in my house is used.
I'm going to need you to put at least plastic on a chair or something, because as a former grandchild, nothing was more adventurous to me than when my grandmother would turn her back to run into the room and just touch, like, feel the plastic to make sure it was real and then run out before I got caught.
Yeah, 1,000%, Nick. There was, like, I think of my aunt's house, my dad's aunt and my dad's grandmother, who was my great-grandmother, that I was just, like, way too young to even remember. But the room that she used to live in was always like this scary kind of like, is this haunted room? Mm-hmm. And it was definitely, and it was the one upstairs. And by the way, that was like probably the only upstairs that I had ever experienced in my whole like childhood. Like I had never been to a place that was multiple stories, like an actual home. So this was like, oh my God, the upstairs place. Apparently my great grandmother used to live there, and that's really scary because she died recently. So like, is it haunted or not? That was always one of the scary rooms, Nick. It was like definitely off limits for sure.
One of the greatest guilts of my entire life that to this day I still hold inside me, and it's so stupid, but at my aunt's house, which is the one house that had what Nick's talking about, of the random room with the plastic everywhere that you're not supposed to go in, that is all it had was couches with plastic, chairs with plastic, all that stuff. But then it was also the room with the CD player. And I had never seen a CD player before. And I'm like, that is the coolest thing ever. Cool. There's nothing cooler than a CD when you're a dumb little kid, right? And I was like, this is awesome. I snuck into the room and I just grabbed whatever CD was there and I put it in. And I was like, I just want to know what's going on. And it started blasting on 110, My Heart Will Go On by Celine Dion from Titanic.
You can't be mad at that.
I swear to God, I mean, it was way too late to be playing music at all. It was so loud. It woke up so many people. It was so bad. And it was so clear that it was me that did it. Yeah. And I remember my aunt coming up to me and be like, why'd you do that? And I was like, I didn't, it wasn't me. It wasn't me. And I lied so hard. And to this day, I feel bad for, because I'm like, I did it. It was me.
They knew you. So, you don't have to feel bad.
I know they knew. But like, I held strong. I'm like, it wasn't me. And I'm like, that's like, it's probably the hardest I've lied about anything in my life.
That's a great hill to die on.
Tim, you've done it. You've hit the daily double. You've stumbled into a patreon.com/kindoffunnyquestion from the one, the only Grant Burton, who writes in and says, what things did you keep a secret or hidden that you now wonder, why did I ever hide that? Would you put this here? I'm like, clearly it was you. Clearly you've been caught. Why would you lie about it?
I mean, it felt like such a big deal because I felt like I had affected so many lives. You know what I mean? I was like, I woke up multiple people. The neighbors were probably mad. Like, I don't even know. That felt like such a huge thing. And yeah, clearly it wasn't. It was like, cool, turn it off. Apologize for going somewhere you weren't supposed to and, you know, being disruptive. But I learned my lesson.
Go ahead.
No, please, you go.
I was going to say, just to answer the question, but we can go on that in a sec if you want to reminisce.
No, go answer the question. Because my thing is jumping off of this, so it's fine.
I was going to say, I remember one time, I think I may have told this story on a podcast a long time ago, but my Uncle Jim was always the cool uncle. He was like a dentist.
Uncle Jim.
He had a Corvette and he smoked.
Dude, cool. Hell yeah.
And so I used to steal his Salems every once in a while and smoke and just like feel cool.
Nick, why are uncles so cool? Remember every time I used to climb in Nick's car before he got a new car, and we still worked together because there wasn't a global pandemic killing everybody. I'd climb in Nick's car and the sun would have been there. I'd go, smells like Uncle Scott's car. Because Uncle Scott was the only person, and Aunt Elle, obviously, were the only people I ever knew who had leather cars or seats growing up. So when we'd go visit them, it would have that smell.
Uncle Nick, Scott. Nick had that, yeah. Yeah, uncle. I mean, that's the best part about being the uncle is that you don't have to be the disciplinarian. You don't have to take the actual responsibility for the child's growth. You just get to do the fun stuff.
Yeah.
Like my Uncle Jim used to come over and he would just pull me aside and tell me funny things that I was like, I don't think you should be telling kids this. But one time he was also, because he was a really interesting guy. He was a dentist, but he was also a chemist. And I think he worked for the government. And we're not quite sure what he did for them. But it wasn't like it was stuff that was like covert, but he told me one time, he was like, oh yeah. He's like, you ever heard of Mellow Yellow? And I was like, I've heard the term before, but I think Mellow Yellow was like, I think that was a sponsor on like Tom Cruise's.
It was a shitty soda, yeah.
Yeah, it was a soda that was a spot. I remember seeing from Days of Thunder because someone had the Mellow Yellow car. And I remember, I think we were maybe watching the movie or something like that. And he goes, do you know what Mellow Yellow really is? And I was like, I don't know.
What is it, Uncle Jim?
He goes, back in the 70s, we used to dry out banana peels and then smoke them, and it would get you high. And I was
is that true?
I have no idea. No,
like, does the chemistry work there, Kevin?
I'll tell you what.
Science with Kev.
I'm Kevin.
Look, I don't know anything 100%, but that sounds like a lie.
Smoking banana peels is the greatest drug hoax of all time. They called it Mellow Yellow.
Yep.
But here's the thing, like, how funny would it be to tell your dumb little nephew knowing that he's gonna go and fucking try to smoke a banana?
Hey, here it
funny.
Comes. Look at Nick. Look at Nick's finger go up.
Funny you should say that, because there's a chapter 2 to this book. Dumb Nick, who at this point, and this might have been like 12, 13, who already was like fascinated with cigarettes and tobacco and things like that. I was like, this sounds like a no-brainer.
God,
went,
so
ate
young.
Three bananas, put them out on the windowsill, and forgot about them for a month.
Yep,
and then my mom came in and was like, why are there dried banana peels? Because I didn't have a
sales hat to put them out. Yellow mom, it's not me. I don't know.
I had to put them. My parents had this big patio that was like this big, beautiful patio that like went over almost the entire yard, and it was the only place that got sun that I could get out to. So I put them right on the under the side of the banister. Mind you, this is not a full piece of wood. There's slats to it that you can easily see through. So like a week later, maybe, and not even a month, a week later, my mom's like, "What are these?" And I'm like, "I have no idea. I'm just as surprised as you are." And she's like, there's dried banana. Why did you put dried banana peels out there? And I'm like,
it's crazy.
Kids do crazy things.
See, that's such a perfect answer to the question of like, why did you hide that? And it plays into mine too, which isn't even like, why'd you hide that? But it was like more the fact of, and I'll be interested to see this now from a parent's perspective, of like kids thinking their parents are so busy and so like into their own worlds that they wouldn't notice things like banana peels hanging there. And then for this, for me, I think of when we were hanging out at Aunt Randy and Uncle Chuck's, and we were playing Ninja Turtles, and Chuck and Michael had gotten the can of ooze that came with the little glow in the dark turtle in it, you know, the small turtle that you would then pour the ooze on to make a big turtle. And I remember I that's awesome. I'm going to steal that. And so I stole the mini turtle, came home, put it with my turtle stuff. And I'm like, there's no way mom would ever know. As if mom hadn't bought every fucking Ninja Turtle. It heard me talk about the Ninja Turtles every goddamn day. So like literally the next day when I pull out all my turtles, like, where'd that one come from? Like, I don't know. Didn't it come with one of them? Like, I don't know. Mom's like, no, it didn't come with them. I probably broke down in tears and confessed the entire fucking crime. Like, why? Why did I think I was going to get away with that?
I hid my, I've told this before, but I hid my friend's copy, my best friend still to this day, his copy of Mega Man X. Thinking that it's fine. He probably just, you know, he came over to my house. He brought the video game over and then I hit it and I was like, well, I guess it's lost now. So you got to go back home and I got to play it with a couple more days. And then I'll be like, oh, I found it or this and that. But I was like, that's such like, he's capable of thought as well.
Yeah.
Like he's capable of critical thinking and to be like, weird, because we were just playing it. Like, where could it have possibly gone?
In the NES when I left from the bathroom and came back in. And it's not
exactly. So I lied and said that like it had fallen in between the bed and the wall because a lot of my shit just got lost there. Yeah. That's one.
Did you get to keep it? Did you keep it for the weekend?
I kept it for a couple of days. Oh, yeah. And then I brought it back to school. I was like, hey, I found it, dude. Guess what? Found it.
Did he believe you for a second?
Probably not. I don't think so. I wasn't good at lying.
Did it occur to you when you handed it back to your friend that you could have just been like, can I borrow this for the weekend?
I just knew the answer would be no. So it was like,
so hot. Yeah.
Apologize if I get caught later. Right. Better than ask forgiveness. Right now.
Wait, Andy, real quick, I want to jump off that with a story that's related to that one, which is another dumb thing I did. And hey, just if any kids are listening to this, don't ever steal shit. Just fucking like do it the adult way, even though you're a kid. It's a whole thing.
But here's my question, and we can get back to it. We can tell you short. But all kids must steal something. Back to
feel the rush at some point, whatever. The one time that I stole something was a very, very, very dumb decision that I did, that I directly stole something. There have been multiple times that people around me stole something and gave it to me as if, okay, Curran, you stole fucking Metroid Fusion from Costco and then gave me the cartridge. Like, that's definitely still my bad. I still have the cartridge, still feel bad about it. When I was a little kid, there was the blue Turbo Power Ranger action figure. And I was like, I want that thing.
That's cool.
And then this kid at the playground had it and we were playing together. And when he like went to the bathroom, I, similar to Andy, tried to take the thing, but I realized there's no way I can take this without being caught. So I'm going to bury it in the sand of the playground. We won't know where it went. I'm going to come back later for it and I'm going to dig it up. So I went through that entire plan and then couldn't find it.
Oh.
So we're all losers
that
here.
It's still out there.
That is not how I thought that was going to go.
Yeah, it's still out there somewhere. I wanted to also piggyback off of Greg saying that like he didn't think that parents would ever be able to notice shit. Because I think growing up as a kid, cartoons and TV kind of lead you to believe things about the world. And I don't know why, like whether you were a parent's age, which could have been 25 or up, right? Or whether you were 65 or 75, I thought you were all just the same age. Like you're in one category, you're an adult. And I would see shows in like I would see stuff like in Rugrats where the old man would forget things and he was forgetful a lot, or in Hey Arnold where the grandpa was forgetful, or maybe he had there were signs that like, oh, maybe there's some like dementia, but they were just like the old man thing of like, oh, I don't know what's going on. So I thought all adults had bad memories, and I thought that if I just did this thing and then told my mom, no, that's not what happened. And my mom would be like, huh, maybe you're right.
She's I trust like, my son. No. I believe my son.
Yeah, exactly. Like, oh, she'll believe me because she probably has a bad memory and I can just fake her out. And it's like, no, that's not how it works. People, like, they remember now, things.
You guys, your families were too small. Yeah. Like, the trick is just have two or three siblings and suddenly anyone could have done it. You know what I mean? and then you're just like, you know what? I think maybe my older sister did it.
Maybe you look into her a little bit.
Might have done it. Yeah.
really pass that blame around, spread it around. I appreciate it.
And also,
that.
At that point, the parent is so exhausted that they're like, fuck it, I don't care.
I don't care. Yeah.
Maybe X, Y, and Z brought the toy. All right, sure.
That might have been a three kid thing because, Andy, this is how I know your brother wasn't super irresponsible growing up. Because if he was, then you would have watched, like I watched, my brother screw up and the hammer of God come down on him every single time he did. He tried to pull one over on Elena Scarpino. And I just learned. I was like, that was so violent. I never want that to happen to me.
Jesus.
No, like, you know, I will never forget the look on my brother's face fear. When he came home late one time. Thought he had it all figured out. This is back when we all used to drive manual cars because they were cheaper to buy for your kids. And so you could just literally put it in neutral, turn the car off, and he would coast it into the driveway.
Yeah.
And park it. And he opened up his door one time, and my mother was sitting in her robe in a lawn chair, one of those chairs that look like in my painting, just waiting for him in a spot in the dark, just waiting for the moonlight
lurking in the shadows
to illuminate her face. And she was like, "You're grounded. And the next time this happens, I'm going to throw all your shit onto the lawn."
That's
and
such I like kid a TV you show not, thing.
A week later, all of his shit was on the lawn a week later because he just tried to sneak out. He was an idiot.
I will say that, Nick, that like I was a much less of a problem for my parents than my brother was. Even though my brother was never a troublemaker. I did a lot better in school, and he was the one that was, you know, they were paying for college tuition or he was promising, you know, certain grades and then he didn't deliver on those grades. I think we were both we were not troublemakers, but I was a lot more sarcastic. Like I was the shit talker that eventually when my brother and I would get into verbal arguments or he would like be whooping my ass, he'd be like, mm-hmm. Man, I hope you get your fucking ass kicked in when you get to like high school, when you get to be my age in high school, because right now you're a little like fifth grade asshole.
Yeah.
And you have a big mouth and you never shut up. Like, I hope you get your ass whooped. Yeah. So
did you get your ass whooped in high school?
No, everybody loved me. I got along with like every group. But when it comes to my brother, I will say the thing I learned the most was like, I saw all of the troubles he went through because he wasn't as good of a student. And I knew I didn't want that to happen to me. Yeah. That was like the big, that was my like, oh, you're going to take away his car, man. I hope that never happens to me. You know what I mean? Like if I ever get a car one day. So that's where I erred on the side of let's be a better student, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I think what I want to do is
insert the fact, of course, that we have breaking news from the Twitch chat, from the audience, of course. For many weeks now, you have heard about the Hagglers, Cody and Melissa. Mm-hmm. They have been, you know, first off, were they brother and sister? No, they're husband and wife. We figured that out. Then, of course, are they sleeping peacefully? No, they're imagining Greg as a gargoyle at the foot of their bed. Mm-hmm. We've thought they were upstanding citizens, but Cody in the chat does say, I once took a bite of a Three Musketeers at Kmart and then put it back. And then the security guard brought that Three Musketeers to me and my mom.
Oh,
what a nightmare. I remember stealing Moon Man gum once and you caught me as well. Because I was like, Mom will never know that this gum just appeared. And you totally caught
but
me.
But like...
Here's but no. The question is, before you get to that, if you'd like to share yours, ladies and gentlemen, I would love to see the chat here live on patreon.com/kindoffunny. Tell me all the things that they tried to hide, what they screwed up, what they did, because that's the benefit of being on patreon.com/kindoffunny. Just like getting the show ad free. But guess what, Jack? You're not on patreon.com/kindoffunny. So here's a word from our sponsors.
Shout out to MeUndies. We've all been there trying on clothes in a dressing room and everything makes you look like three kids hiding in a coat. Finding the perfect size is annoying. That's why MeUndies makes undies, bralettes, and loungewear to fit just right. Y'all know how long I've loved MeUndies. I am often wearing the shirt, the lounge pants, the undies, the socks like I'm doing right now. If I was a cartoon character, this would just be my outfit. It would just be all MeUndies. I love it because of the soft micromodal fabric and because it does fit really well. MeUndies knows that comfort starts with the perfect size and fit. That's why they wear test all sizes from extra small to 4XL for everything they make. They've got different cuts for different butts and everything from bold colors to fun adventurous prints, so the world can be a comfier place for every booty. MeUndies promises if you're not comfortable with any product for any reason, you can return your order for a full refund within 45 days. MeUndies has a great offer for y'all. For any first-time purchasers, you can get 15% off and free shipping right to your door. To get 50% off your first order, free shipping, and 100% satisfaction guarantee, go to MeUndies.com/kindoffunny. That's MeUndies.com/kindoffunny. Shout out to DoorDash. Sometimes pulling into your driveway after a trip to the grocery store only to realize you forgot one key ingredient for dinner kind of feels like the end of the world. But with DoorDash, you can get the groceries and household essentials you need or a backup meal from your favorite local restaurant delivered in under an hour. Desperately craving a late night snack or just want to stock up for the week with DoorDash, get it all in one app. We've been using DoorDash forever. You hear us on the Kinda Funny podcast always talking about the different taquerias we're ordering from, the different burger places we're ordering from. We are super happy and we love to just get the food delivered right to us. For a limited time, you guys can get 25% off and zero delivery fees on your first order of $15 or more when you download the DoorDash app and enter code KINDAFUNNY. That's 25% off up to a $10 value and zero delivery fees on your first order when you download the DoorDash app in the App Store and enter code KINDAFUNNY. Don't forget, that's code KINDAFUNNY for 25% off your first order with DoorDash. Subject to change, terms apply.
This there you go. Now, what's your question right there?
Well, it's gonna be for your mom, but the question is like.
Well, then we hold on. So save it. Me and Andy can fill because Andy's doing his art over there.
Well, I definitely to segue back to Andy's. I definitely use that same strategy, Andy, because I was a pretty good student, good enough that my mom and dad never had to worry about me, my grades, and I think that was just the trade off. They were like, honestly, is we don't care what he's doing as long as he doesn't cost any money, hurt anyone, and he still gets good grades and gets into college. And that's all I had to do to kind of fly under the radar.
Yeah.
But the question I have for Jamie is, when you're a kid and your mom's mad at you, you think my world is over. I stole a stick of gum and my mother will never forgive me. But you never really see the other side.
She never did. I still hear about it.
Really?
No, I'm kidding.
Oh, that'd be incredible. Because
how does he remember half the things that I bring up is like a traumatic life? Like, I remember this. She's like, I don't remember the turtle thing. Do you remember that? No, you don't fucking remember that. You guys took my comics. I had my little baby comic collection at the time. You took it back and slowly gave it back to me, like book by book. Yeah. And I remember being devastated. But I don't remember reading these comics every day. Why the fuck? That was like such an easy punishment. Why do I care? That's you're going to take care of the collection for me? Whatever. Sorry, Nick. What was the question?
That was the question, right? Like, because now that I'm, you know, the age my parents were when they had basically at least one teenage boy, if not a couple, I just think like, oh man, would everything be that intense, or would you just deal with it as it came and then just be like, I don't know, dole out a punishment and not think about it ever again?
Well, you don't think about it ever again, but you think about it during those years.
Yeah.
You know, especially if it's something like you stole something. You want to make sure that you put the fear of God in him that he never does it again.
Mm.
And I think the better way that I learned when I was a kid, my parents could go off on a rant and smack me around and do whatever they wanted. And it was like, okay, it's over with. But if they didn't do anything but look at me and say, I'm very disappointed, that just broke my heart.
Yeah.
You know, and I think dealing that way, I never hit Greg. I did once.
I don't remember.
I know.
I was like when I was a small kid, right? Yeah,
you gave me a spanking. You could have hit him a couple times. Yeah. Well, no, because, you know, and I say this to people now even, you know, because a lot of people, oh, problem with kids these days, they don't get spankings and nobody hits them and all this other. And if you can't outthink your child, you're in a bad way, because the only person, now you can't even do it, but when I was a parent, the only person you could hit and not get in trouble was your child. And you can't tell me you hit them to correct them. You hit them because you lost your temper.
Yeah.
You know, and I just refuse to do that. And I still, to this day, and I say that to people, it's like, can't you outthink your kid? Why do you have to hit them?
Oh, I definitely got the spanking as a kid. Yeah. I would get the, and a lot of it was like kind of what you were saying, Nick, about the fear of watching your brother get in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
It was a lot of that. It was like, it was the belt. It was the belt on the butt.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was like,
do
you want this to happen again? Then don't do what you did last time. Like a lot of it was like future proofing. Don't fuck up in the future. Yeah. And as a kid, like after the first belt whipping, I was like, I don't ever want that to happen again. I'm terrified of that. And I feel like that kind of, I wonder like how much that affected me, because I was so avert to in the future as you know, growing up, I was so like just cautious of doing anything that could get me in trouble.
Oh, yeah.
Like any, and this, and I'm talking like way past the time of like where I was a child or whatever, but like when my friends were all out partying, I was not there because I was just so scared of getting caught. I was like, I don't know how y'all are out doing that so like I don't know how you're out there with such an empty mind and not worrying about it. Like, if I were doing any of that, my mind would be the whole time like, what do I do in case my parents happen to show up right now? Always my main concern. Where's the escape plan? Exactly. No, yeah.
It is crazy to think about this in so many different ways. And obviously, it's a very layered conversation. But like the concept of it's not just a spanking. You're talking about a belt. Like, we're talking about weapons. Like, there's nothing scarier than them hitting you to begin with. And now we're going to, like, up the ante. It's like, that is absolutely insane, man.
Yeah.
Bro, crazy stuff out there.
Well, in my generation, you heard about the wooden spoon. And people would break wooden spoons on their kids.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. In the Scarpino household, it was like martial arts
training. With a small laugh.
Oh, we used to get, my brother and I at a certain point.
The chancla's real.
Do you guys remember that the training montage where Uma Thurman finally commits to like in Kill Bill Part 2 and she's like snapping wood and shit? Imagine that. My brother and I at a certain point just shirtless, hands over the head, just been like, hit it, do it. And then she would just smash us with a wooden spoon. Eventually, like,
God.
At a certain point, we'd just be like, we got to upgrade to logs. Wooden spoons aren't doing shit anymore. Now our stomachs and our asses can take it.
Well, it's true, though. Even in school. I mean, when I went to high school, we had brothers, and even when you went to high school, I had a sign off saying they could hit him.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
Nobody ever got hit in high school.
I know, but you had a sign off saying that you could get hit in high school, but I told them, not if you want to live.
Yeah.
I did not sign off on that.
Yeah, you can't do it. No, I went to a Catholic school, and I think my brother was last, like, when he was like third or fourth grade, they were like, corporal punishment was still a thing. Yeah.
The paddle with the holes in it.
Knuckles. Yes. We had paddles without holes in it. The brothers used to use on guys.
It's weird, but you're right, Andy. Like that shit has lasting effects on kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it really fucks you up. Mm-hmm. Like, so if you're thinking about beating your kid, just do it once a year. Real good one.
The only thing that being hit for me ever did was make me very, very angry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And resentful.
Yeah, and once I was big enough to fight back, I did. I threw my sister in the closet. My mother ran.
Well,
fucking the prequel to Euphoria.
Gruesome Jamie.
it's interesting because you do think about that, right? I grew up with a brother that was always bigger and way more of a like an asshole than he had to be to me. And so there was a lot of just getting the heck beat out of me all the time. And when you're a kid, like, I bet if I looked back on it now, I'm like, oh, he wasn't actually like hitting me or anything like that. But you'd roughhouse a little bit. Oh, yeah. I mean, my brother would like pin me down and like slap my forehead, and he used to spit in my face a lot. He thought it was hilarious. And I was like, one day. And then one day there was that tipping where I was like, oh, wait, I am the same weight as you, if not bigger. And I just fucking laid into him. It was so fun.
Yeah. Similar story for me. It's like, I mean, it was always like fun in games, but like we would wrestle around and stuff and be me and my brother and my brother's group of friends. This was later when we were like high school, middle school era. And like, you guys know me, you know my temperament, you know where I'm at. Like, I'm not trying to be out here starting shit. I'm definitely not trying to get actually physical with anyone. And they would kind of like pick on me for that. You know what I mean? Like, I would always be like, oh, we know we can fuck with Tim and he's not actually going to fight back or anything. So they'd always like push it a little too far. And there was one day that there was a breaking point and I just fucking, I went ham and I definitely did the whole Hulk mode, destroyed all of them.
Nice.
And it was, yeah, but it, I think I went too far. And then they never fucked with me after that.
You buried one of them alive. But,
that might have made you into the confident success you are today. Because if you never did that to them, you might always be like, oh man,
the push
had that insecurity that you were a pushover.
They legitimately referred to it as the day of reckoning. After.
Good.
Like, were you throwing real punches or just pinning them down or what are you doing?
Well, it was not a situation where we were just wrestling. Like, I think I was like sitting at my computer doing stuff and they all came over to me and like started like fucking with me. What I think happened, the straw that broke the camel's back is one of my brother's friends, who's a very close friend of mine. As I was at my computer, came up in my house with a water balloon and like hit it on my head and it popped and I lost my shit.
Don't fuck with Tim's hair.
This is back when my hair was a very different beast. That's but yeah,
you don't want to get water on
it. Was computer. My computer. Yeah, yeah. I was like, do you know how that many MP3s I'm illegally downloading right now?
Say, like Tim was running freaking LimeWire like you would not believe.
Yeah, he's the Napster
empire
base,
of a Napster. Yeah, yeah. Oh, you every day is just logging in and his password is fuck you Metallica.
Yeah, Mom, do you have an answer here to Grant Burton's question? What like some of you think about why did I ever hide that from your parents? I know.
Oh God, yes.
Okay.
I had tons of them. When I was in high school, I was known for my parties at the house.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
And my parents were stupid enough to go up to Wisconsin for the weekend and leave me home alone with the house. So we hid all the alcohol, all the beer cans, and the parties. I got caught once, and I had the police raid it once.
Okay.
Was raided.
Whoa. But we hid that for my parents for many, many years, and it came out one year at Thanksgiving. We were all sitting around talking. I had two older brothers. They were 17 and 16 years older than me. My sister's 4 years older than me, and then me. And we were all sitting around the dining room table, and everybody started telling my parents things that they had no idea what went on. And I got to the parties. And where I grew up, it was a oil bulk plant. And we had an abandoned tanker truck in one of our turnarounds. Well, that's where we hid all the beer cans. We put them in the tanker truck, in the tank, and in the front and all that. And then, of course, years later, the truck gets pulled away and all these cans come spilling out of the truck.
That's awesome.
And the best part about it is my mom blamed my brother, not me. And she didn't find out. My mom and dad did not find out until that Thanksgiving that it was me and it wasn't my brother. And oh my God, she would laugh so hard, and she kept apologizing to my brother George, going, "Oh, I'm so sorry. I blamed you. I was convinced." And by that point, my brother George and Bob didn't live at home.
Yeah.
You know, because they were so much older than us. And even when I was having the parties, they weren't living at home. But yeah, that was something that I hid from my parents for a long, long time.
That's great.
Yeah.
Back to Kevin's point, I just have a big enough family. Blame anybody. Everybody else, there's like plausible deniability.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that would not have. Yeah, that never flew in my house. I told you guys the story. Maybe I did it on a Twitch stream last week, but I think I've said this story before about, for some reason, I don't know if this was popular when you were growing up, Greg, but like, was egging houses a thing when you were growing up?
Oh, God.
Fucking with houses were, and eggs we always thought were too like severe, so we were big silly stringers or teepeers.
Okay, we just thought eggs organic, they come out of an animal, so totally. It must be biodegradable. So yeah. We just thought it was hilarious, and my brother was always older, so we always had like his older friends running around like being bad influences on me. But I'll never forget, it was me and my brother, and I think one of the neighbor kids that was my brother's age, and my parents were gone for like half a day or maybe even a day, I don't even know, not even that long. But we're like, cool. Parent, I can't see my parents. Let's do something stupid, right? Yeah. They're out of eyesight. Now is the time to misbehave. And I'll never forget, we took a bunch of eggs over to my neighbor's, the next door to us.
Of course.
Not like down the street. Like literally, my parents' house is right here. You go one property line over, and we share a fence. We share a property line with these people.
And nobody else lived on the block.
And we didn't even know, Andy, we didn't even know who these people were. They were just our neighbors that we hadn't really even talked to that much, which was weird because they were right next to us. But man, we just egged the hell out of this house and brought it back. And my mom was like, she came home,
there's no
opened
eggs.
Up the fridge, looked at the eggs for a second and go, she and looks at us and goes, "What'd you do?"
Nice.
And we were like, "What are you talking about?" She goes,
"Again, it's such a mom thing." I was just like, they'll never notice. I cook with the eggs. I'm aware of how many eggs were in the fucking fridge.
She was like, "Why are there no fucking eggs in the fridge?"
Yeah.
And then I'm like, I don't know. We made eggs. She's like, "You didn't make eggs." And I was like, "We egged the house next door." And she walked us over and made us apologize and clean it up. She's like, "Come on, let's go." And I'm being a lot more reasonable than she sounded back then.
She was very yeah.
But yeah, it was thinking about that now, I was like, I think we thought, oh, mom must count the eggs. But how stupid do you have to be? Mom buys a dozen eggs every week. It's Sunday, she just bought them yesterday, and there's no eggs left. She's not stupid.
Well, it's God, like, you know, in this vein, right, of just being idiot kids. Like, so, you know, I've talked before on the show about Jason coming through for the BYWF documentary and us watching the old videos and commentating and yada, yada, yada. One of the things he showed me that I hadn't seen in obviously years was the Poe Pelosi project, where, you know, my best friend Poe, we love to fuck with Poe. And what the escalation of the Poe Pelosi project was that one night we got it in our heads that we would go TP his house and put up a bunch of stupid flyers and like Poe is God and all this stuff, like annoy him that way. When he woke up in the morning to go compete in his track meet, he would be annoyed. And so we did it, and he really liked it. He was like, "Thanks for supporting me." And so in our brain, what we thought, rather than just take the W and be like, "All right, well, you know, he liked it. We enjoyed doing it. It was just a funny thing." We're like, No, he doesn't understand. This is something he's supposed to not like. So we did it again the next weekend. And he wasn't that angry at it, but he's like, all right, it was weird. And so like, all right, well, we're doing it again next weekend. And this time we filmed it. And we like he had t- we like when this time we were like a, like a warning him ahead of time. Where he's like, "Do not fucking do it again. I gotta clean up all this toilet paper every fucking day. Don't do that." And we're like, "Oh, we're doing it again, you idiot!" Blah, blah. And so there's this video of us going there, and Poe just fucking chasing us through the streets of his neighborhood at 3 a.m. or whatever, screaming at us. We're screaming at him, but we're like in character, like the Blair Witch Project, and like we're trying to piece together a horrible narrative. He finally catches up to us. He's like fucking putting people in a headlock because it's that the normal thing of like. We're running from somebody who's really mad, but he's also our friend who loves us. So when he catches us, what the fuck's he gonna do? Right. So he catches us, and like, I think he gets Jay in a headlock. He's like, "Get the fuck out of here! I'm gonna call the police!" And he's threatening that he's telling me he already called my mom. And I'm like, "All right, whatever." I'm like, why were we doing this? What are you doing? Why are we? You know what I mean?
No
like,
idea.
Stupid ass shit.
Kids are so dumb. I think I've told this story before, but the quick version is: we were dumb little kids. We thought we were like. One-upping the adults for whatever reason, and we were trying to get enough money to go to the card shop and buy a booster pack of Pokemon cards. And we're just like, all right, what we're gonna do is this is back in the day of public transportation was 25 cents and you could ride the Muni. Very different time.
Long time ago.
Yeah. And we're just like, we just need to be these sweet little kids and ask enough adults around for bus money, and then we'll be able to buy the $3.99 pack of Pokemon cards or whatever, and we've succeeded. So the dumb thing is we did it and it worked. And after an hour or so of asking people for money, we'd get the money, go buy the cards, and that'd be it. But then we're like, let's do it again. And so we would do it again and again and again until we're like, hey, well, we have this foolproof plan now, how we can get these free fucking Pokemon cards, until the day that we asked the same person twice. And we didn't realize that. And my brother, poor little 6-7 year old cool Greg, getting pulled into this adult's house, door closes. Whoa. And we're just like, fuck, they have him. What do we do? Go in there full panic mode. He's there just now. Like this,
as you should.
Oh yeah. But like, oh my god, they just took Greg. Like, what are we doing? And I remember having to go back to my mom and just be like, hey, they have Greg. She's like, what do you mean? I'm like, we were asking people for money. They were giving us the money. But they now, he is in this house. And like, we ended up going back and getting it. And I don't even, it was so long ago and I'm a little fuzzy on the details. Like, obviously conversations were had, apologies were made, but it was probably the most terrified I've ever been. Cause I'm like, my brother's gone. Like, he's just
the brother's been kidnapped. Yeah. That's pretty terrifying.
Greg.
They have Greg. That would have been my, if that happened, like, if I showed up, and somebody took BJ, and granted, it's 2022, whatever, different time, but like, I would be furious at that person.
Oh, yeah.
You're the fucking idiot giving kids money. That's on you. You know what I mean? Don't trust anybody. You know
what I mean? And all of that is true. And it's not to excuse her in any way for kidnapping, because, hey, guys, if you're listening, don't kidnap.
Don't kidnap.
But this
kind of funny approved message.
Sweet old woman. And she had known my mom forever. I grew up at the house that my mom grew up in since she was a little kid.
That's different.
They had known each other. I didn't know they knew each other.
Okay. That's different.
Okay. A lot of connections. Yeah,
if Ben was randomly stumbling around my neighborhood asking for money, I'd be like, I'm gonna probably bring him in and call Greg and be like, I think your son's here begging
you'd
money.
Give him the money, you'd help him make a sign, and just smoke a cigarette with him.
Are you kidding? I'd be like this. You ever heard the phrase "ride or die"? Let's go.
We go. Let's see how much we can do. Let's take a movie and
pizza. Come on, I'm not begging for money. I'm not confrontational, Greg. I don't like asking people for money.
I fucking love that story that you're like sitting, you're just drinking your coffee, looking out your window randomly in San Francisco, and Benjamin's on the street begging for money.
Ben, I gotta go talk to him real quick. I don't think Greg would be cool with this.
You'd make like an Instagram story about it, making fun of him first, and get out there and do it.
Yeah, somehow I'd still have to try to make fun of Kevin when I text you. I'd be like, okay. Here's how to soften the blow. No.
Final question before we get out of here and into the post show. BJ Bernardo writes in, not on patreon.com/kindoffunny, but kind of in the Patreon live chat, and says, Grandma Jay, how do you feel about Greg's backyard wrestling career?
I feel pretty good about it, especially this year. His friend has come to get ready to do a documentary on it and interviewed me and a bunch of the guys who were in the backyard wrestling group. And that has put me in touch with them, and it's been a very positive experience for me. They have told me how my allowing them to express themselves and delve into things that their parents wouldn't let them do, help them in their own careers. And that was something that I never even thought of at the time.
Sure. That's like full circle to the punishment thing, right? Of like, you're doing the, in the moment, how do you settle or do whatever one thing, right. But you don't think about the ripple effect that'll have for years.
But I mean, they were saying like Greg is in the position he's in and doing what he does because of what they did in the backyard wrestling. And the gentleman who's doing the documentary on it does documentaries and things like that from what he did in the backyard wrestling. And we got two doctors out of the backyard wrestlers because they were interested in how the body works.
They're really good at setting bones for some reason. We don't know why.
It's amazing.
So I thought that was really cool. Like I say, I got phone calls from three of them this year telling me how grateful they were for the backyard wrestling. That's really good because I got a lot of crap from parents over it.
I bet.
Yeah, that and when I
took screaming obscenities in the front yard hitting each other with chairs. Who would have thought that would go over well?
Well, I mean, even from the parents of the kids who were doing the wrestling. Sure. When I went to, you know, your schools for anything, I would hear from the parents about, how could I let them do that? Why do you let them watch that? Why do you let them play video games? How could you let them do this and that and the other thing? And I was like, oh my God, just take a chill pill.
Yeah, they're going to live. Kids. They're good kids.
Yeah. I know where they're at. They're not, you know, they're not out somewhere doing something stupid. They're not, you know,
they're doing something stupid in front of me. It's great.
But it's a controlled environment to an extent.
Of course.
Yeah.
You know? But I mean, kids are going to do stupid stuff no matter what, right?
Yeah. So it's
better to kind of enable them and watch
them. And that's what
I
used to tell the group, that, you know, you're all going to do stupid stuff. Don't do two stupid things. If you did something stupid and you got caught, or you did something stupid, such as going out drinking, call me to come get you. Don't drive. You know, it come and get me before you do the second stupid thing.
Right.
Or if you did something stupid, come and tell me and we'll figure out how to straighten it out.
Yeah. Elena Scarpino did the same thing. She'd be like, I will be so mad at you if you drink or if you smoke weed or if you do any of these things you know you're not supposed to do. But I will be furious if you do that and like hurt someone else while you're doing it.
Exactly.
Yourself while you're doing it. So like she was always, it was always, that was one of the times that like my parents, I was like, all right, they are cool. I never had to do that, but I'm like, I knew beyond a shadow of a doubt if I was out doing something I wasn't supposed to do, I could call them. They'd come. They'd give me an earful, but it wasn't going to be the end of the world. You know?
Yeah. You're not like you're going to, like you said before, you hurt somebody else or did something stupid again. And I can remember Poe is a perfect example of that. He woke me up at 2 o'clock in the morning when he got his first ticket.
And when I remember the story.
How to explain it to his parents.
That's nice. They need to come to you.
And then I got a phone call from Greg when they came back from Florida and Poe had gotten a tattoo and his mother was going nuts.
Or we knew she was going to go nuts, right? Yeah.
Hurry, Mom. You got to get her and talk some sense into her.
Oh, my.
Okay.
No pressure.
What was the tattoo?
It was little lightning bolt, isn't it? At his ankle.
Yeah.
And I mean a little lightning bolt.
Poe got his name. He got Poe because Poe was a runner. Remember, when he graduated high school, he was going to go run collegiate track and field. He got Poe in whatever weird font that he liked at the Florida tattoo place and the little lightning bolt behind it. Yeah. But
and
it was like the most ridiculously.
John
thing.
Got a little Chinese something.
Yeah.
On his shoulder.
Yeah, exactly.
So I come and everybody, well, Greg didn't get any, blah, blah, blah. And I said, well, why didn't you? You were supposed to get a Superman tattoo. And they all looked at me like I had three heads when they said that. And it was because he was sunburned. He couldn't.
No, I was trying. No. That was your cover story. Remember, I was trying to get blue hair. I was trying to get blue hair down there. Nobody could do blue hair.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I didn't. I was never going to get a tattoo.
But
I would have loved it if Poe.
They were all so mad. It was like, well, let's see these tattoos.
Yeah.
And Poe shows me his, and it's like, well, hell, you put on a pair of socks, nobody's going to see that.
Yeah.
And John's, if he had a short sleeve shirt on, nobody saw it. It was like,
now, would you have been mad if it was
a dumb tattoo, John, if you're watching? You know.
So Poe gets a little lightning bolt. John gets the dumb tattoo. And they're like, Greg, what did you get? And it's just the full Superman emblem on his face.
We talked about this with the photos last week, right? Where it was like, I wanted to do the blue hair. Or 2 weeks ago, I guess. But nobody could do blue hair at the time for some reason.
Greg, how does it feel? Like, have you always been jealous of Poe that he was fast as a runner and you never have been?
Oh, Andy.
Wow.
You know, Andy.
Wow, the truth comes out. Wow.
I'm going to keep saying, you can tell. Remember, I couldn't get blue hair. I wanted blue hair real bad. Couldn't get blue hair. This was the best I could do.
which is that I got a Chris Jericho like
it's not going to work. You have it on manual.
That's too blurry.
Oh, yeah, fuck. It won't focus.
Sorry.
Now. No, you guys. Well, it's on you guys, not me.
We messed
up. I told you not to do it, and you all wanted to do it.
You said in that quote, "Let's just do it and get it over with." <And a quote.
laughs> All right, hold on. How do I do it again? How do I send it back, Kev?
You hit that C1.
Uh huh.
And then you should be able to press up.
Yeah, don't stick your tongue.
Switch to continuous focus.
Come not.
See, it was the same thing with these blue hair.
AFC, whatever it is.
All right, parents were going nuts, and it's like, weren't you upset that he got blue hair? You did it after you graduated.
Yeah, I remember. Well, you had to fix it because we ruined it.
You made it.
That's the best I could do. Where I bought a Chris Jericho shirt in blue shades. That's all the closest.
God,
I could
you
get.
Were a lame.
How old
friend.
Is this kid?
18, just graduated high school.
No.
So your other friends got tattoos, which are these like permanent symbols of their adulthood, and you're like, I'm gonna buy some glasses from a gas station.
No, look at that.
such a rebel. He bought glasses.
Oh my god, you're so cool. I'm also wearing a sparkly shirt.
Wow. All right, now this is post tattoo.
Oh my god.
Post. Oh, so fucking
even just the
that
colors,
is atrocious.
Like, wow.
Nobody said it was a good tattoo.
What I love about Poe though is Poe is Poe. Like, there's never been a single thing I've heard or seen of this man that he doesn't just own up to. Like, I hope that to this day he's like, oh, I have the dopest tattoo ever. You know what I mean? Like, good for you, Poe.
Now, but you say that, right? And I don't know. This is, you want to say Poe is the most Poe thing ever. Here's Poe getting the tattoo. He bit down on his camera case.
Oh my god.
I love
you guys thought to take pictures of all these moments,
Greg,
too.
Can you call him? Can you call Poe?
Of course I can't call Poe.
I would like to hear his thoughts on his tattoo.
The best pictures he's got when this tattoo and piercing.
Oh yeah, with Faf.
Yeah.
Yeah, hold on. So you want to hear what his thoughts are on his tattoo these days?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think he needs to get it colored in. Last I heard too. Because it fades over time. You know that.
Doing routine checkups or colors.
I don't know. Not routine for sure, but like I'm sure.
That
once
seems like it would be something you cover up by now. And by now I mean like 15 years ago.
Yeah, immediately after it happened.
It's not looking good.
It's not looking good. Okay.
Hello, you've reached Patrick Palosik. Oh. Please leave a message and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thank you.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, you fucking loser. We want to, Tim and Andy want to know about your tattoo. Call me back. Bye. Oh, he knows I love him.
We'll probably see him for the post show then.
We'll see if there's anything else worthwhile in here. It's like, one of our friends passed out getting his eyebrow pierced on this trip.
And
when he sat back up, he immediately passed out. But we don't talk about Faf enough on this show for me to feel like I can show these photos of him falling down and passing out.
Faf has the best name, though. I just want you guys to know.
Yeah.
Like, your friends have
Moose
names like movies.
Name.
For sure. Moose? Oh, Moose? Foot.
No, not Foot. the guy from
I didn't
college.
Know. Oh, Goose. Big... Goose. Goose from college. All
right, close enough. Come on.
I'm sorry. Well, I was very much caught up in we're talking about the high school friends. I wasn't thinking about the college
Which
friends,
is why though. I said college. I added that in there for you.
You got me, Kevin. You got me dead to rights. I'm not going to lie. All right. You win that round.
When he's right, he's right.
Andy, did you finish your Govee fan art?
I did, yeah.
Can we see it, Kevin?
I don't think anyone. It?
There it is. Oh, there.
Great. I love that it's signed Kevin Goella.
Govee can't even do that shade of pink. Govee can't even do that shade of pink. The closest it gets is the what color you got back there.
You so signed funny. Off on it though, Kevin.
I did not.
You gotta
dude,
do
your signature's there as clear as day.
Please don't put this on social media. Please nobody clip this out. You will get blocked if you share this movie on Twitter.
This is
for the record, Kevin's not he is not joking. He will block
I'm still
you.
Still not unblocked.
Yeah, exactly. Don't fuck with Kevin.
You haven't learned your lesson, Nick.
I will say the only thing you did mess up on this is I know Kevin's signature. Like when he signs things, he signs his entire name, but in the same spot. So it's every letter over itself, it's and true. It looks like chaos.
Andy, yeah. I want to give you a shout out. First off, for this making this, it's incredible. Second off, like the detail I love the most of it is the snapback hat having the little cutout where mm-hmm. you see a little bit of his hair, but right. then he has the glasses on top of it. Like there's layers to this. Like yeah. you yeah. really kind of went in. Hey,
I almost went for I almost did the long hair version of Kevin because I feel like that's more present, even though he cut his hair recently. I feel like we all kind of remember still long hair Kevin. Mm-hmm. And I tried drawing that, but like the thing, when you draw ponytails, it's always like, it doesn't translate well. It's hard mm-hmm. to kind of draw and have it make and look make it look like it makes sense. So I was like, you know what? Let's go back for short hair, Kevin. We'll put the hat on. And I was like, ooh, the glasses on top would be a really good detail. And nailed it. And I think it just kind of, I think it all kind of brings it together, honestly.
I mean, dude, like... That is undeniably Kevin, and I love that. Like, I don't understand what it is to have that artist eye, because I definitely don't have it, but you have this ability to kind of capture the essence of a person in caricature, and like that is Andy's greatest talent. And I know I've said over the course of this show, over the hundreds of episodes we've done, that Andy has so many talents, but like, I think that this might be it, capturing people's essence in one little doodle.
I'm proud that I didn't have my tablet. This is all mouse. This is all wow. mouse.
You're a real artist, Andy.
Put this on Patreon. Perfect.
I hate this.
Put it on the Tron.
If you didn't like know, ladies and gentlemen, this what you would Joey?
No, shirt.
Oh yeah. Lou's calling for it to be on a shirt, but that'd be too far. But Joey Noel does call that. Joey Noel does call it. Nick, post it. You're already blocked. You have nothing to lose, Nick.
That's I'm gonna post this. Andy, can you send me the PNG? Yeah,
Nick, I can block you on every other social media platform.
I don't even use the other ones, so touche.
I'm gonna erase you from.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been the Kinda Funny podcast. Each and every week, four, sometimes five best friends gather on this table, each coming to have fun with each other. If you want to have fun with us, go to patreon.com/kindoffunny. Over on patreon.com/kindoffunny, you can write in just like Eric did, just like Grant did, just like the chat has been doing this entire time. Of course, you can get the show ad free. You can get it with the post show we're about to do. You can get it live while we record it, and you can get a bevy of other benefits for Kinda Funny programming. However, if you have no bucks to toss our way, it's no big deal. YouTube.com/kindoffunny, roosterteeth.com, and podcast services around the globe each and every week to get a brand spanking new episode for free. Of course, you'd have to sit through the ads. You wouldn't get the post show. You couldn't write in like Madeline Stanley does all the time over there in the live chat, or the Hagler family does, but you still have a good time. Don't steal like Cody did. Don't just eat Three Musketeers and put them back all the time. That's weird. Nobody wants that. We got a post show to do, but until next time, it's been our pleasure to serve you.